Oh. Do we need to take a vote to lay it over? I don't know.
No order.
So ordered.
So ordered.
Item number 7. From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report providing an update on the department's current downsizing initiative of the Behavioral Health Division Center for Independence and Development. This is formerly Hilltop. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you, Ms. Leide, for your patience today. Director Colon.
Ms. Leide, I'll give you a brief overview of the report.
Okay, this is a status report of the downsizing initiative that we've been working on at Hilltop that was contained in this year's budget. And we actually got off to, I think, a rather slow start. This is the first downsizing that we have done in the new model. And when I say the new model, I mean that we've had the resource centers who are now doing the options counseling, where the previous downsizings, it was basically Disability Services Division who was doing all of the resource development, all of the options counseling, and working with the guardians. At this point, as you can see, I think the most significant data is that there have been 9 individuals that have been transitioned, and there are about 14 other individuals that are in process. And what process means is that they have selected a care management organization, and those care management organizations are working with them around developing resources. It had been our original goal for the 24 to be completed by July of this year. However, we are behind that a little bit, but we anticipate that the majority of the 24 will actually be relocated by September. I think that the Chapter 50 process, which is a team that consists of about 20 to 25 members, everyone who's relocated has an individual plan, and that relocation process and that team reviews all of those plans, determines whether that resource is appropriate, who that care management organization is, and monitors that. So I think that it has taken a little bit more time, kind of given the new process and everyone just kind of getting used to it. It has been, I think, very interesting. I think guardians have had an opportunity to tour some facilities before they've actually made a selection. Again, I think it has just taken some time for them to understand that there is a different intermediary process, which is the selection of a CMO before you actually do the planning. So we're still very optimistic about this. Again, this is building upon our commitment as we move forward with the actual closure of Hilltop and Rehab Central.
Okay. Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We had a pretty good productive meeting the other day,
mm-hmm.
and one of the things that was suggested was like a flow chart showing
yes.
where a client goes from being institutionalized to the community. Did you want to talk a little bit about that and if you're going to be able to do it?
Yes, and we're working on that. We don't have a complete, we just started talking about it, but it was suggested by Supervisor Wajan, and I think Supervisor Stamper agreed that it would be helpful to have a flow chart to demonstrate how people actually are relocated, either from Hilltop, what happens to them when they're there, what is the next step, how the consultation team is going to be a part of that process, how options counseling takes place. Mm-hmm. So kind of a nice flow, easy diagram that would be very graphic and visible to really demonstrate what happens for people. And I would say in the next week or so, we will have that available for you.
Okay. And one other thing, a good point that we made by Director Colon that I want Supervisor Mayo to hear is kind of your concern about your not support for the community transition. So, but one thing I thought about, the point that you made that
really?
I wanted to know if...